A toaster fire.
Can you imagine? How can you replace the sentimental value of that?
I think the moral of the story is never hire an electrician with scorched eyebrows.
Oh, boy! That was bad!
Oh, well, there you go. Comes to fix your toaster, steals your house.
That's the Pop-Tart news for this morning, Red.
Oh, boy! That was okay. Bad!
Enough already.
Okay,
yes.
I'm losing control of the show, which is not unusual. Don't forget, 1 hour from now, exactly 1 hour from now, a chance to win a $5,000 Minolta copier.
Unbelievable.
Just for a crazy story.
That'd look great in the living room, wouldn't it? That Minolta copier sitting right there.
But these are business people who have small businesses who want a $5,000 copy.
How much is that again?
That's $5,000. 8 minutes from now, we have the news, and here are the headlines.
A Vancouver pilot is facing serious charges in South Korea. North Van authorities are baffled by the disappearance of a local couple, and Big Brother may be watching you on local school buses. Those stories and more coming up at 8 o'clock.
Last year, one of British Columbia's most horrifying murder cases was solved. With a quarter. One phone call to Crime Stoppers can often bring a criminal to justice. Over 6,000 crimes in BC have been solved this way since 1985. That's over one a day. It's completely anonymous, and you may even earn a cash reward of up to $2,000. Not a bad return for 25 cents. Call your local Crime Stoppers tips line. A message from the broadcasters of British Columbia.
650 Sea Isle and Paramount Home Video proudly present the video release of Orson Welles' It's All True. You'll have the chance to see this classic movie that was once thought to have been lost. To celebrate the release of this classic movie, 650 Sea Isle gives you a chance to win It's All True video cassettes. Plus, everybody who wins a video qualifies to win a JVC camcorder. Just listen to Famous Frames weekday mornings between 11 and noon for your chance to win. If you know your movie trivia, you could win It's All True on video cassette. You can rent It's All True at Captain Video, Tom's Video, and Frontier Video. Your chance to win happens this Monday to Friday from Paramount Home Video and Vancouver's only station, 650 CI.
No,
him. 650 CI.
Vancouver's oldie station, 650 CIL, 93.1 on cable. We're back. Wonder if that thing's ever going to end, huh? Vancouver's oldie station, 650 CIL. Lighthouse, and one fine morning before that, the teddy bears to know him is to love him. And we're referring to Jerry, of course.
And between that, there was a little confusion.
I think that dude was a very confused individual. He did not know what he was talking about.
That's right. I kind of inverted the numbers a little bit there. All I meant to say was, we're back on cable at 91.3 FM.
Oh.
Didn't come out that way, but that's what I meant to say.
And it's good to have us back there.
I want you guys to think about something.
Yeah.
It's Red's economic question of the day.
Oh, I can't wait.
How come the government can have a deficit, but each one of us has bad credit? I've never figured out.
It just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
You know, I'm just getting a mental picture. You're just describing, off the air we were talking, right. You were describing yourself to me as a little kid, Red Robinson.
I was cute. I had little freckles and wore a beanie with a propeller on the top.
Short pants,
and they called me Bobby. That's my real name. You know, Robert's my real name.
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Little Bobby with the freckles and the propeller hat.
I hated that. I worked out in the gym for years and took them all on. Let's look at the traffic conditions this morning. Here's Elaine Scollin, who's not wearing a little beanie with a propeller on it.
No, but I sure wish I was right now. We're doing well on all the routes. There's no stalls, no accidents. Clear that problem. It was a stall southbound the Second Narrows Bridge. The only thing to keep in mind this morning in Vancouver, of course, the 12th Avenue closure, Victoria to Clark, due to some road work. This report from CL Traffic Centers for Hemrick Brothers Garage, 8506 Ash Street, Vancouver. They're specialists in automotive repairs, bodywork, and towing for all makes of vehicles.
650 CISL. Vancouver's oldie station.
650 CIL. It's 8:01, and now with CIL Instant Information. Here's Darren Parkman.
Good morning. Sunny periods today. The Stampeders embarrass the Argos. Weather and sports coming up, but first the news. A Vancouver pilot is facing a negligence charge in South Korea. Police have now charged pilot Edward Woods and the Korean co-pilot with negligence in the crash of a Korean airplane. All 160 aboard escaped moments before the jet exploded in flames. Woods and the co-pilots apparently quarreled during the landing and subsequently blamed each other for the August 10th crash. RCMP are baffled by the disappearance of a North Vancouver couple. Police are searching for a former banker and his wife that just seemed to vanish. Nicholas and Lisa Massey were last seen at their North Van home on August 10th. Police say they had no travel plans. A concerned relative went to their home and found it unlocked with the couple's cat inside and their car in the driveway. 55-year-old Massey was a former private banker at the Bank of Montreal for Murray Pesum, Harry Mall, and other stock promoters. Meantime, there is a promising new lead in the Mindy Tran disappearance case in the Okanagan. RCMP in Kelowna now say witnesses have given a detailed description of an older model van seen in Tran's neighborhood on the evening of August 17th when she vanished. The off-white van, possibly beige or yellow, had a protruding bubble window on the rear door. Police say the driver is not a suspect in Mindy's disappearance but may hold some valuable pieces to the puzzle. The Little Sisters bookstore has been hit with another problem at the border. Canada Customs has seized two more shipments of books bound for the Vancouver Gay and Lesbian Bookstore. The books are suspected of being obscene. They include a children's book called Belinda's Bouquet, a biography of Noel Coward, and exchange of letters between romantic poets Byron and Shelley. Store manager Janine Fuller says most of the books have no sexual content. Things should be back up and running at the Alberta Wheat Pool this morning following Wednesday's massive fire on the waterfront. Terminal and port authorities say disruption to the flow of export grain caused by the blaze will be minimal, but the repair bill could be as high as $2 million if the Alberta Pool decides to rebuild a destroyed dock. The fire forced authorities to close the Second Narrows Bridge and evacuate the P&E because of the thick smoke in the area. The O.J. Simpson saga continues this morning. The judge in the murder case is to announce his decision today on whether the defense gets blood samples for independent testing. He's also scheduled a closed hearing on new defense claims prosecutors are misusing the grand jury to seek evidence against Simpson. And smile before you shoot that spitball. You're on transit camera. School buses in the Squamish School District have been equipped with video cameras to keep an eye on misbehaving kids. Superintendent Doug Curtis says the new program seems to be working well. Surrey is considering using video cameras at its city schools in high vandalism areas. Today's 650 Sea Isle Province question of the day. Are unionized forest workers justified in striking for an 18% pay hike over 3 years? So far, 66% say no. Give us your answer at 280-SEA-ISLE. That's 280-2475. It's 8:03. Red Robinson and the Ronettes coming up. Sports and weather next on 650 Sea Isle.
Looking for a great tax break? Then look to Sears this Saturday, because this Saturday, starting at 8:30 a.m., you can beat the GST on almost everything at your Sears retail store. Beat the GST on all men's, women's, and kids' clothing, footwear, and accessories. Beat the GST on all housewares, hardware, paint, wallpaper, and everything in our bed and bath shop. And beat the GST on all sporting goods, toys, and our entire outdoor shop. Full details in store. So give yourself a great tax break. Beat the GST Saturday, August 27th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at Sears.
Expect more from Sears.
Oh boy, sounds like an overheated engine. Hi, this is Dave Hodge for Speedy Auto Glass and Radiator. You know, an overheated engine is usually the sign of a sick radiator, all clogged up and dirty, and that could result in engine damage. So come into Speedy Auto Glass and Radiator for a free radiator inspection. If needed, they can clean and recycle the antifreeze or replace your radiator, and give you a nationwide guarantee.
Speedy Auto Glass, at Speedy we care.
Got a sick rad? Get a speedy recovery.
Put away the garden hose. Save time, money, and water usage with an underground sprinkler system from Pacific Coast Rain Irrigation. It's a smart move and the easy way for you to have a lush green lawn. Pacific Coast Rain Irrigation can install an underground sprinkler system for your home to water your lawn and garden automatically. And they can winterize your existing underground sprinkler too. For underground sprinklers, the name to remember is Pacific Coast Rain Irrigation. Phone 738-LAWN.
It's 8:05, Sea Isle Sports. The Calgary Stampeders are easily the best team in the CFL. After losing their first game of the season, the Stamps have reeled off seven straight wins, crushing the Toronto Argos 52-3 last night. Doug Flutie had a near-perfect game, going 25-34 for 296 yards and four touchdowns. Talks broke off between Major League owners and striking players yesterday. Union Chief Donald Fear says there's been no movement in the 15-day-old baseball strike. He's pessimistic about a quick conclusion. NFL exhibition play yesterday. New Orleans down Dallas 28-10. Indianapolis over Cleveland 24-7. Denver beat Arizona 30-21. Vancouver weather mainly cloudy, or mainly sunny rather today. Now with the forecast, here's Mark Madriga from the Weather Center.
Yes, Darren, thanks. There was a change in the forecast the last couple of hours, and I mentioned it last hour. We look good for most of the day, really. We'll be mostly sunny, but there will be some cloud developing during the afternoon, mainly right along the mountains, and late in the afternoon and through the evening, again, a chance of a shower or a thunder shower, similar to last night, but probably a less of a chance today. Now, similar for tomorrow, we'll start off probably sunny with a little bit of cloud developing later in the day again. And into Sunday, really not much change, so it looks pretty good for the next couple of days. Highs both days about 22 degrees, and overnight lows about 11. And that's the latest from the Pacific Weather Center.
Right now, 16 degrees in Vancouver. I'm Darren Parkman.
And damn proud of it, too, I bet, huh?
You got it.
This is Red Robinson. This hour we have our Wake Up Club birthdays, our trivia contest. We're going to snoop around town. We're going to give away some goodies and a chance for you to win a $5,000 Minolta photocopier. And we have a pulsating plane load of pop platters from the past.
You look pale, Mr. Bond. I hope I didn't frighten you.
I see. I've always been a nervous passenger.
Some men just don't like to be driven.
No, some men just don't like to be taken for a ride.
Red Robinson starts your morning.
17 degrees on Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle, the big weekend. You're waking up with the Redhead on Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle. Don't let the sound of the rain worry you here on Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle. This is the Wake Up Club, and we just wanted to get your attention. Chance of showers near the mountains only. I doubt it. Highs today, 20 degrees. Looks good.
Raindrops.
Vancouver's oldie station, 650 CI, Raindrops, D. Clark. And so many other hits, too. Before that, Baby, I Love You with the Ronettes. We got our trivia contest coming up here in a few moments. I received the fax. One thing about a fax machine, it's instant communication. If you can't get through on the phone lines, you can always fax. That's right.
That's the good news and the bad news.
Well, you'll like this one. You'll like this one. It says, good morning to everyone at CL. I just have to tell you that your traffic, I think that, what is that, traffic reporter?
I don't know.
Yes, has the most contagious laugh, and I can't help but get a smile on my face when I hear it. And that's from Melita, and we'd like to...
Well, for as many people who like it, there's a lot who don't.
What do you mean a lot who don't? The ones that don't like it are crabby.
Oh, thanks.
And they're just jealous because they have no good sense of humor.
That's right.
You prove it every morning by showing up here with me. I'll tell you.
You have to.
So many good things coming up during this hour. We have our trivia contest around the corner, our Wake Up Club birthdays. Right around town, you and I will snoop around and find out what's going on. And Jerry will pitch in and tell us what's going on at the PNE. And our photocopier giveaway, where someone stands a chance of winning a $5,000 Minolta copier.
How many?
$5,000. At 8:14, looking at the traffic conditions on a Friday morning. It's not that frantic out there.
No.
Lane Scullin.
Hey, rush hour is starting to wind down, or is wound down, possibly, in some areas. It never really got started. That's the good news. No stalls, no accidents, no problems. This report from the Seattle Traffic Center is for MasterCard. No other card is accepted in more places worldwide.
You know I'm used to the best. Being pampered and treated like royalty is something everyone deserves. It doesn't happen often unless you go to Regency Honda.
Thank you, Vancouver. Regency Honda thanks you for your overwhelming support in 94. There are a few 1994 models left, but you'd better hurry. Regency Honda is making room for the 95s. They're arriving now, so come in and place your order.
For the best price, selection, and service, visit Regency Honda, Kingsway and 12th, Vancouver.
Friday, August 26th at precisely 9 a.m., an unconditional elimination will be held on the premises of Stacy's Furniture and Appliances. An unprecedented disposal of over $817,000 worth of inventory. Stacy's Furniture has been closed so the staff can re-tag prices on every single item ordered sold. Quality sofas, love seats, sectionals, sleeper beds, mattresses, and bedrooms will be disposed of at a fraction of retail price. Washers, dryers, TVs, and VCRs will be surrendered at literally nickels and dimes on the dollar. Brand names like Palliser, Serta, Sealy, Sklar, Pepler, Inglis, Admiral, and more will be discounted to never-before-offered prices. All merchandise comes with a full manufacturer's warranty, and cash, checks, bank cards, and approved credit will be accepted. The unconditional elimination. This total home furnishings, electronic, and appliance disposal is today, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the premises of Stacy's Furniture in Richmond, Vancouver, Port Coquitlam, and Surrey.
Time now to look at our Wake Up Club birthdays. Members of the Wake Up Club, of course, and celebrities, all brought to you by Stacy's Furniture and Appliances. And it's underway, the huge unconditional elimination at Stacy's Furniture. Hurry, the inventory will start moving fast. Get out there. Let's have a look. Birthdays today for this Friday. Sherry Sobal of Adelta, Marilyn Ellison of Richmond, Valerie Beamish of Vancouver, Arthur Samper of Hazleton, Patricia Horwell of Maple Ridge, Brian Critchley of Burnaby, Gus Mitchell of Vancouver, in the Nanaimo, Laura Lee Schaefer, and in New Westminster, Bill Money. What a nice name to have, Money.
It is.
All right, those are Friday. Tomorrow, Ron Stefanik and Hal Kesa are having their birthdays. And on Sunday, Barbara Brown, Tracy Langset, Donald Leyland, Diana Chow, and Cliff Watson. That's Barbara, Tracy, Donald, Diana, and Cliff. We won't be here Sunday to wish a happy birthday, so we're doing it in advance. Looking at the birthdays of very famous people, celebrities, who do we have?
Branford Marsalis, 34 today. Of course, he's Leno's Tonight Show music director.
Right.
Geraldine Ferraro, 59, first woman vice president in the United States of America. I wonder what ever happened to Geraldine. She must be doing something great, though.
Oh, no question about it.
Yeah, she's pretty. I liked her. Georgia Gibbs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I did. I won't say anything.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. She's a Democrat. Georgia Gibbs, 68, from the 50s.
She would have been. There's a goof there.
What?
Because she died a year ago.
Oh, how
but
awful.
But that's all right. She had so many great hit songs, including one of the early rock and roll songs called Dance With Me, Henry.
Sorry,
it happened.
I mentioned that.
I asked Chuck Davis when he was doing that in the province,
yeah,
what happens, and he said they just, you know, you can't update, there's so many.
Yes, that's
but,
true.
But Georgia Gibbs was known as her Nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs.
Is anyway, that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman's 41 tomorrow.
We won't talk about Pee Wee. He's in a theater right now listening to us.
So is Harry Reams. He's 47 tomorrow. And Tarzan.
What?
He's 82 tomorrow.
Tarzan is 82?
82.
I noticed the curls haven't gone out of his hair.
Catholic nun won the 19... No, that was Mother Teresa. Sorry. Right. First appeared in print in the All-Story magazine in 1912.
by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
He was
the author that wrote the story about Tarzan.
Oh, listen, and Sunday, we've got some new ones coming up Sunday since we have lots of time.
Yeah.
Emma Sams is 34 on Sunday. Ben Gazzara, oh, my mom loved that show.
Yeah.
64 from Run For
Your
Life.
Which show? Run For Your Life.
That's right. Ran from 1965 to 68. That's
okay.
It.
When you said Tarzan, I was thinking of Tarzan Dan of YTV.
Yeah, I heard you met him.
Yeah,
I worked with him years ago.
He was down at Universal Studios representing his Toronto radio station.
You know what his favorite saying was?
What?
Yo, baby, yo. He used to yell that.
Yo, baby, yo, yeah. Good luck, Tarzan. He and Terry David Mulligan are legends in their own minds. Our trivia question this morning. What is Tom Jones' real name? What is Tom Jones' real name? Actually, they took the name Tom Jones from the movie with Albert Finney. No, with Albert Finney.
Okay.
Tell us Tom Jones' real name. We have a fine and dandy prize for you this morning. Call us at 280-0650 right now. Tom Jones' real name, it's 820.
650 CI.
Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle, the happening. was a movie, actually. They sang the theme from the soundtrack of the movie, The Happening, which was an expression back in 1960. It's a happening, baby! Of course, just looking out the window was a happening in those days.
All right, thank you, Father Time. That was...
there you go. Well, I'm just remembering, you know, the Woodstock era.
Was it a good time for you, Ray?
In Summer of Love.
It was,
before
huh?
Before that. No, that was before that.
Oh, okay.
Every summer was a summer of love for me.
All right.
Let's go to our phone lines here. What is Tom Jones' real name? The question this morning at 8:23 on our trivia
line one
quiz. Hello, line one. Hello.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think?
Albert Finney.
Albert Finney?
Finney.
Oh, Finney.
Finney.
Well, yes. No, that's Albert Finney's his own man. I'm sorry, that's not the end. Very interesting, though. I'd never thought of that. Let's go to another phone line here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you think?
Thomas Jones Woodward.
You got it.
That's great.
Well, to be able to give me the middle name and everything, I know. Be honest with me, it doesn't make any difference. But you have a reference book, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. What's it called?
Actually, it's the Elvis book.
Oh, the Elvis book is in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
Well, they were good friends.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Elvis and Tom Jones. I have a book with a whole series of pictures of them.
Really?
When Elvis was 35 and Tom Jones was about 31, they look fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have for you, what's your first name?
It's Philomena.
Philomena. I love that name.
Oh, thank you.
We have a pair of tickets to the PNE. You'll get a Fletcher's Hot Dog while you're out there. And also reserved seating for Jukebox Boppin' tonight. Now, this is really a great show at the PNE Lagoon Stage presented by 650 CL. Showtimes are 6 p.m. and 8. The fair is on until the 31st. You hang on there, Philomena, and we'll get all the information off the air here.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's 8:24.
Is your copier hungry? Does it decide to take a break while you're copying War and Peace? Have a fetish for your shirt sleeve? Your craziest copier nightmare could turn into your best dream in Minolta's Crazy Copier Contest. You could win a Minolta CS Pro Series photocopier worth $5,000 for sending your craziest copier story. Each story gets you a Minolta coffee mug and a chance at the grand prize. Fax your Minolta Crazy Copier story to 272-5428.
Attention all Teen Towners from the 40s to the 70s. It's your 50th anniversary reunion being held in Penticton, B.C., where Teen Town was born. Join the celebration September 9th, 10th, and 11th. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event that will bring back tons of Teen Town memories. You'll meet friends you haven't seen in years. An entire weekend of dinners, dancing, live bands, and rock and roll nostalgia, all in beautiful Penticton. Plan to attend. For more information, contact Bill Wood at 492-8414.
You're listening to the Sea Isle Wake Up Club with Red Robinson. 650 Sea Isle.
Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle. Here's the Welshman who sings well.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Thomas Jones Woodward. Tom Jones, this is the Big O.
Sweet dream, baby.
Vancouver's oldie station, 650 Sea Isle. Red Robinson here celebrating my first year on the Wake Up Club, and I'd like to thank the boss for the gift I got this morning.
What was that?
Well, up until today, I didn't know that U-Haul had gift certificates.
Dang!
Looking at the traffic this morning, here's Elaine Scullin.
Now I get it. Traffic's been moving well all morning long. We still don't have any problems, no stalls, no accidents, and rush hour's definitely winding down nicely. This report's brought to you by Greyhound Canada, offering unlimited travel from $179.
Good morning, it's 8:30. Sunshine today, right now, 16 degrees. I'm Darren Parkman with 650 Sea Isle Instant Information. A Vancouver pilot and his Korean co-pilot have been charged with negligence in the crash of a Korean Air jetliner. All 160 aboard the plane escaped moments before it exploded. Police say the plane was going too fast and it touched down too far along the runway. They say pilot Barry Woods of Vancouver and his co-pilot quarreled during the landing. North Van RCMP are probing the suspicious disappearance of a couple in the area. Nicholas and Lisa Massey were last seen more than 2 weeks ago. Their North Shore home was found unlocked with their aging cat inside and their car parked in the driveway. Massey was a former private banker for Murray Pesum, Harry Mall, and other Howe Street stock promoters. Police say they have no clues as to their whereabouts.
The unrest in Quebec won't ruin the premier's party, according to Mike Harcourt. The premier says he does not expect the Quebec election to cast a shadow over next week's premier's conference in Toronto. He says the campaign may be the topic of some discussion, but he has no plans to make any public comments on the election. The premier says the election is a matter for Quebecers to decide. A man who worked for former Tory Solicitor General Doug Lewis admits he leaked a confidential CSIS document to a reporter. Brian McInnes says he was disgusted the intelligence service hired Grant Bristow. Bristow went on to form the Racist Heritage Front and once volunteered to be Preston Manning's bodyguard. McInnes was arrested yesterday but later released without being charged. The latest poll in the Quebec election campaign suggests the governing Liberals trail the Parti Québécois by about 5 percentage points. The survey indicates the PQ has the backing of about 49% of decided voters who were asked. The Liberals are at 44. That's virtually identical to another poll released by the same firm 1 week ago. And a British teenager was thrilled when a horoscope phone line told her she was in for a financial windfall. But the trouble was the call cost her nearly $600. Apparently, 18-year-old Claire Smith didn't hang up the phone properly and left it off the hook for 15 hours. She says the message kept repeating over and over. Ironically, it said something about her money situation getting better. But British Telecom took pity on her and cut her bill to $2.30. It's 8:33. Sports and weather next on 650 CIO.
Like I've always said, it all comes down to choices. And this year, it's got to be Richmond Center for the best selection and best deals for back to school. It's never been easier with all the fashion, accessories, and supplies your kids need. And there's a hip-hop fashion show tonight at 7, so you can pretend you know what's going on. Keep cool, get them back to school, and
come and make your choices. The choice is Richmond Center.
20th Birthday Million celebrates 20 years of lotteries in BC with two instant $10,000 prizes. Plus an instant $100,000 prize. And an instant $1 million prize. And another instant $1 million prize. Plus a chance to win or share yet another $1 million prize. 20th Birthday Millions issue contains over 100,000 winning tickets, including two instant $1 million winners. With 20th Birthday Millions, $1 million could be just a scratch away at your lotto store.
It's 8:34, CIL Sports. In the CFL yesterday, Calgary down Toronto 52-3. Edmonton over Las Vegas 44-17. NFL exhibition play, New Orleans beat Dallas 28-10. San Diego over the LA Rams 24-6. Indianapolis down Cleveland 24-7. Still no games in Major League Baseball due to the current labor strike. Vancouver weather, cloudy with sunny periods today. A chance of showers. The high near 20, getting sunnier as the day goes on. Tonight, cloudy with clear periods. Showers likely, windy. The low dropping to 12 for Saturday, mainly cloudy with showers likely. The high near 20. Right now, 16 degrees at 8:35. I'm Darren Parkman.
Fred Robinson,
your Technicolor host on the Pacific Coast.
650
CIO. Oh, you mean like a television program when the picture tube blows out?
Please lock me away and don't.